You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
So we're just going to play the jingle and go?
Yeah.
Do you need the script? It's going to die. Don't huff, just do it. It's better to do it live each time. Here we go.
I'm James, and I'm a gay. I love the Spice Girls and Beyonce. I drink dandelion and burdock. Stop laughing. And I'm mad, and I love this.
I can't even. Beer. Oh, I love beer. I'm so non-gay. Oh, look at me. I'm all mask, and I love riding the...
Great. Welcome to Gay.
I'm so sorry. I can't stop cringing at our intro. It's awful.
Well, it was your idea. Welcome to Series 2, Episode 2. I'm Dan Hudson. He's James Barr.
Right. I'm mildly freaking out because it's Valentine's in it's Valentine's soon. And I don't have a date, which is fine, but also not. And I'm not on any apps, so I'm not going to find a date. And also, I don't really want a date because... It's just a bit depressing.
Are you not on Tinder?
No.
Have you?
I'm 3 months clean now.
Have you come off Tinder?
I just found it really boring. I found that people were lying.
Really?
Yeah, because the whole concept of like, I'm looking for a relationship is not true. Like, because I would look at that and go, oh, great. But that they're not looking for a relationship with me necessarily.
Well, they should state that explicitly.
But then I swipe and we match and it's like, oh my God, we're getting married. Yes. And then they don't reply. So it's just a bit, I can't deal with that. I'm too needy and insecure.
Why don't you set your expectations lower?
What do you mean?
Person wise, but I mean, situation wise, why don't you?
I just can't.
Really?
I literally can't. I try, but it's too difficult. So I get really invested in it. And I'm like, why has this person that I don't know not replied to me? How dare they? But it really hurts. I can't explain it.
Why I get that sometimes when I'm emailing people and they email me back. So I'll email like six people. And then I won't notice that X person hasn't emailed me back because one of the other five will and that'll occupy me instead.
Okay.
So why don't you just apply that theory to Tinder and
just message like loads of people?
Yeah, I
don't know. I think I did try that, but you know what it's like? People, well, you're not on it, but like people don't care. It's just a game. But it's not a game to me. It's not. Like, I get really into it. I genuinely I stopped going on it because I just thought this is not... I'm putting myself into something that's not reality. Like, I'm looking for something that's not there. Like, that's not what it is. It's not about meeting the one.
An alternative service.
They lie to you. There's this other one called Coffee Meets Bagel, which I've given up on as well. And it's like, it flashes up pictures of happy couples all the time. It's like, look how perfect this couple is. They met on this app. You could too. And I'm like, no, it's not going to happen like that. It's not real.
Can't you go on?
They're lying to us.
Another, I don't know what.
Are you suggesting Grindr?
That actually wasn't what I was going to say. What are
you saying?
I was thinking a more trad, eHarmony or...
Oh, God, a Guardian soulmate.
Yes.
What's
up with that?
Awful. I'm not that desperate. Clearly I am. I just spent the last 5 minutes talking about how depressing my single life is.
Exactly.
There's this new one, actually.
Everyone's
a winner. Oh, my God, we should put you on this as a thing. This is amazing. There's this new one called Bro.
Right.
Have you heard of I don't want to get into the explicit section on iTunes, but have you heard of the term bro job? Right? So this is like a new trend sweeping the world, apparently. Obviously not all the world. why did I say that? That's a very bizarre thing to say. Anyway, it's sorry, I just made myself laugh. It's sweeping the UK.
Right.
Basically, it's like when you get your mate to give a brother a hand. And so anyway, there's this new app now designed for that called Bro. You look so uncomfortable. Where you go on it and you don't declare your sexuality. You're just on there because you're a bro and whatever. Like, you're down for whatever.
Right.
So there's literally no questions about sexuality. It says what you're looking for. It's like hang out, whatever. But like, and there's loads of like macho guys on there and they don't say whether they're gay, straight, in a relationship, whatever. Like, it's not about that. It's just about two guys hanging out. Maybe you should join that. I mean, I know we're talking about me, but I think that should be really funny.
But that's not what it's for, is it?
What?
It's not for someone who's sitting at home thinking, oh, I really want to watch Making a Murderer.
But I want to watch it with a bro.
Yeah. Well, and a guy just comes round with some beers or whatever.
I mean, let's be fair, that's on Netflix. So if you did say to a guy, come round for Making a Murderer and chill, they definitely get the wrong idea.
So, okay, well, a bad example then. But if you want to go to the pub or whatever.
No, it's not for that at all. It's not for hanging out with mates or making new friends. No,
well,
it's about having...
that's what you're implying.
No, I was trying to be subtle. It's about having sex with someone you don't know, but not declaring whether you're gay or not.
That's what I thought, but
it's for like,
so
it's for non... Sorry, I just didn't want to be... I was trying to be more subtle. So, it's for non-gays and gays to just get together if they want.
But it's not for non-gays, is it?
As you no, just... there are non-gays on it.
And what do they do?
What do you mean? They're just like there. They're just not doing anything, but they just want to chat to guys without the pressure of feeling like they're in a relationship or that they need to know whether they're gay, straight, whatever. Like, it's just, they're just themselves and they want to have a guy around.
Right. So are you on this app?
No, well, this is the one app I've now downloaded because I was like, I must have a look at it. It's really funny. Right, and it's great because when it's loading, it's got like frat cups. You know, those red frat plastic cups that they spin round. I'm like, oh my God, this is great. I love it.
Yeah, well, sounds good.
Zero success rate so far, but I'll let you know if I meet any bros.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Is it for people who are quote unquote bros?
I mean, there's different types of bros on there. There's like twink bro. I can't remember the different types of bro. Muscle bro.
But why don't you just, like, when it comes to Valentine's Day, why don't you just hang out with someone, like, who's just a mate or whatever?
On Valentine's?
Yeah.
I could.
Because, all Valentine's Day, it doesn't actually exist, does it? It's just a...
It's just
an invented thing.
I feel more low if I'm with a mate on Valentine's. It's just like, oh...
Really?
God, look at us all single hanging out together. It's sad.
But isn't there like an explosion in like single related events that happen on Valentine's Day? I don't know. I haven't been in the game for some time, but...
The game. What game were you on?
The single game.
No, I don't know. I mean, me and my friends are having like a cake afternoon on Saturday, the Saturday of Valentine's, which will be fun.
Yeah.
Like cakes, afternoon tea, champagne. That's lovely. But, you know, ultimately, we're all single and depressed. So it's just like, oh, great. Happy Valentine's. No, I'm joking. I'm actually really excited about that. It'd be really fun. But on Valentine's itself, I'm going to be sat there crying. What are you doing? You're in a relationship.
You're just going to like go off on one, but I don't sign up to it. So I just don't involve myself in it. And therefore, that's that.
What do you mean?
Well, I just don't... Okay, so it's Talia's birthday on the 9th of February, right?
Okay. This is your girlfriend and my best friend.
Yeah. It's my birthday on the 22nd of February.
Oh, so it's like the perfect date in between both your birthdays to celebrate?
No. It's too much, basically. It's too much to have that as well in the middle. I can't be doing with it. So I just don't involve myself. It's like 5 days after the last thing.
What? Hang on. It's what? It's too much?
It's
too many different things to deal with?
Well, yeah, basically.
Like, Charlie's birthday, my birthday, Valentine's as well. Like, oh my God, too many holidays.
I can't be doing with... Well, basically, her birthday is quite like... She like a big deal to her or whatever, so... Is quite a lot of pressure.
A birthday's a big deal to everyone. What are you talking about?
Not really, like...
No, it's such a big deal to her.
It's not really, for me.
She's so wrong having a birthday. God, I hate her.
Well, what I'm saying is it's a big deal, and therefore a lot of my time and or money is invested in it, and that there's literally no way on earth I could then do that again 5 days later. It's just... I just can't.
Right. So you... What, Valentine's just doesn't happen?
No.
What do you mean?
Well, exactly that.
So you don't even message your girlfriend, say, Happy Valentine's?
Well, no, not really. If I remember.
What the hell?
What do you mean?
Well, I just spent like 20, I don't know how long, I just spent like 10 minutes going on about how lonely I am and how sad it is that I'm single. You're in a relationship and you're like, oh, whatever.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It's only a big deal in your head because you made it.
No, it's a big deal everywhere. There's cards everywhere. Everyone talks about it. It's like a huge thing.
Yeah, but that's only because it's to make money for...
I honestly, that is awful that you don't get her flowers.
I'm not the only person that...
You don't get her chocolates.
Look, if...
You don't get her a card.
If her birthday... If her birthday was like 9th of January or something, I'd be like, fine. But it's like, it's 5 days
would
before.
Would you? Okay, fine. Well, let's delve into that, shall we, Dan? Oh, yeah. I'm recovering from a birthday. I can't possibly go to the garage and get flowers. It's such a chore. Let's just go back then. So your relationship
also,
before...
that's, by the way, I hate... I can't entertain things that are cliche. So
I'm sorry.
Flowers,
that was a cliche. Fine.
I don't know what to do with these because this is just so cliche. Like, I can't even... think
you put them in a vase and water them.
But how much? That's just...
And you wouldn't get them anyway.
That's just so cliche.
Why is that cliche?
Because it is. There's no thought gone into that, is there?
Flowers?
It's like, oh, what have I done? Oh, I'll just do what every other mug does.
No.
I'll get some flowers.
I sent my mum some flowers the other day and she was really touched.
Really?
Yeah, because they're beautiful and it shows that you love someone. If someone asks you to get them, fine, like that's a cliche. But if you're thinking to do it, like if, for example, you did it on the Friday before and was just like, surprise, here's some flowers, happy Valentine's Day. That's kind of sweet because you're like not being a cliche.
Well, no, because the Friday before is even closer to the birthday. So it's...
Honestly,
I meant
the 13th, the 12th is what I meant.
Well, yeah, exactly. So that's closer to the birthday, which is the 9th. So I'm still in recovery.
Recovery period from a birthday. It's not even your birthday. It's not like you're going to be hungover. And I just want to go back. So the girlfriend before Talia, what was her name? It doesn't matter what her name was if you don't want to say it. What was her name? When was her birthday?
I have no idea. But it wasn't in...
Right, exactly.
Valentine's
so
Day.
So did you celebrate Valentine's Day together? Did you or not?
I honestly can't remember. I think we missed something because I've got a memory of going to the cinema on Valentine's Day, which I made a mental note to never do again. So, yeah, that must have been with her.
I just don't get you sometimes, Dan.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't want to get married, you don't want children, you don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day. It's like you're deliberately going out of your way to do everything the opposite of what society tells us we're meant to do. Like, you're like, deliberately...
Who came up with the idea that you have to do this on Valentine's Day other than Hallmark and other businesses that want you to... want your money?
I think he's called Saint Valentine.
Right, okay, tell me about Saint Valentine's, James. Expert knowledge.
I'd actually need to Google it.
To be honest, it wasn't so bad. The social media has ruined... Well, it's made a few things worse. One of those things is Mother's Day. They don't want his Father's Day. They don't want his Valentine's Day. It's unbearable to be on social media on that day because all you're getting is like an onslaught of people who are like, oh, look what my boyfriend got me. And it's some, like...
You don't have to tell me. I feel that worse than you do. I'm single. You're not. So why is that bothering you? You can get involved with it. You can be like, oh, that's so nice. Look what my lovely girlfriend got me. Or look at the flowers I bought Talia.
Yeah, but I don't think that, so I can't get involved.
Well, I don't know why it annoys you. What's wrong with people spreading love around the world? Why are you so anti it? Like, people are just spreading love, Dan. I am the one that should be going, oh, this is awful. Like, I'm so lonely. You know, this guy, Tom, isn't replying. I don't know who Tom is. Isn't replying on Tinder. Like, you know, I should be the one going, why is everyone moaning about Valentine's Day? Why are you sitting there moaning about it?
It's more when a girl's, oh, look how like sweet my boyfriend is. And it's like some flowers or some chocolates.
You just want to write, basic bitch.
Well, yeah. Like,
I don't understand
why. There's nothing impressive about that, is there really? That you've gone to Sainsbury's.
They're just feeling good and they want to talk about it. There's so much hate in the world, Dan.
I make a point of liking statuses if the boyfriend or... I mean, it is a little bit sexist, isn't it? The whole thing anyway, but that aside, if the boyfriend has done something that is a little bit novel, then I do make a point of liking it, you know, on Facebook or whatever, because I think, oh, at least that person has, like, you know... made a mixtape or something, which has some thoughts put into it rather than...
So that's what we're doing for Talia for Valentine's Day. We're making a mixtape. Is that what you're doing?
Well, no, because we're into 2016 and we don't
have
a cassette player.
What are you going to do for me?
What am I going to do for you?
As your bro, what am I getting? I'd love it if you got me something. What are you going to get me?
I don't know. Should I join Bro Job?
not called that. It's called bro. No, I think I'm fine, thank you. I'm going to delete the app now.
You said it was called Bro Job.
No, I said that was a thing people have been talking about, and the app is called Bro. But I'm deleting it now that you're joining.